Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day, wherever you are on the planet. Welcome to the one and only Luna Lounge Show with myself, Israel Ajozi, the show brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind. The description is always in the, description box? I don't know. But you find it there. The link is there. You get a 20% discount courtesy of listening to the Luna Lounge. You want to go au natural. Yeah, nice matcha. You know, matcha is sort of like their main ingredients, but one of that energy, that boost. Without downing all that coffee, go get your Magic Mind. They've got the gummy bears out also. Well, I don't know what's happened with the gummy. Well, I don't worry. I'm going to, you know, be talking. Do forgive me because you might see me just munching on one of these sweet tooth, moon in Taurus. I've just got an addict? Well, it's just a phase, but hey. I might be munching these from time to time throughout the show. So do forgive me. Very rude of me talking with my mouth full, as my mother would say. But it is what it is. I can't resist. Plus, I haven't eaten today. So, you know, my breakfast, right? Shout out to you all. Welcome to the Luna Lounge Show with myself, Israel Ajozi. We'll be looking at the astrology, of the month. I'll be bringing up the chart, so we'll be having a look at that, and let's see what's happening in terms of where the planets are. Saturn's moved back into Pisces, so hey, lots to talk about. I can see some people have already chimed in here. Shamim, how you doing, my dear? Olena, how you doing? Good day to you all. Ariane, Geraldine, my dear, how are you doing? How is life? Life must be just wonderful. Being all retired and all, welcome to the show. Who we got here? DG, I don't know. DG co-official? DG co-official? Coco Brown in the building. Welcome. Reb. Reb E-O. How do I pronounce that? Some of these names you guys come up with. Cassandra, welcome to the show. Turtle Wildflower. What a name. What's that? Edra Martinez. Oh, welcome to the Luna Lounge Show, man. Shout out to Angela. Shout out to Faye. Shout out to LaDonna. Coco Brown in the building. Oh, you're here as well. You're on Instagram. You're on. Yeah, hey, what's happening here? Shout out to Mary, all the way from Canada. Man. Shout out to Yvette. Welcome. Good afternoon. She says, good afternoon, everyone. Seems you were only here yesterday. Yeah, time flies. Tell me about it. Time's definitely been flying for me. What has been happening? What is the weather like where you are? I'm in cloudy London. Okay, I know what you're going to say. Well, that's not a surprise, right? Yeah, okay, cool. But why is it? We're not. It's looking like autumn already. Seems like the thing. Let me know. What is the weather like where you are? What else going to say? I should be live on Facebook. I'm just going to double check the Facebook. Because it did say that there was something wrong with my connection. We're going to see, right? Am I live? I don't see myself being live. What is happening here? But I should be live, I think. Should be. Let's go back. Not there yet. I don't know. Or maybe it's on the other page. I am live, I believe. Yes, it says they are live. But I just don't see myself. It's saying the live video ended. What? What's going on here? Something's not making sense. I don't know. I reconnected it, but hey, well, this, you see, you pay for all this stuff, and then like, what's happening? What is happening? Bring me back. I'm meant to be live on Facebook. It says I'm live. It does say I'm live. I don't know. Let's see. Maybe it's just running behind time. Anyway, I'm meant to be live on all those platforms. Do remember that this podcast is also available on all the podcast platforms, Amazon, Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts. I am there. The Lunar Lounge is there. So, yes. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Spread the word. Show is growing nicely. Like, comment. For those of you who, again, who are watching it on the YouTube, we've got competition time. Tarot card of the week will be coming up towards the end of the show with any other announcements. What else? Competition time. Well, I did some mention about that. So we'll be mentioning the winner. I do ask a question and somebody's going to be winning £30. Shout out to Madonna. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Yes, welcome to the Lunar Lounge. So, yes. Ah, pretty. You are here. How are you doing, my dear? That's such a beautiful name to have. Yeah, see, that's me eating and talking at the same time. That's what happens. Don't talk with your mouth full, as my mother used to say as a youngster. But forgive me, mother. I'm a little bit, addicted to these. These are French rolls. Oh, my God. They are to die for. Pretty, as I was saying, your name. What a beautiful name to have. Because although it might not be an English name, but still, you are pretty within and without. But it's such a nice name to have. I said, pretty. You know, imagine calling your daughter pretty. I mean, yeah, for obvious reasons, right? Yeah, cool, yo. So I'm still eating. Yeah, still swallowing my. Let me wash it down before I end up choking again. Anywho, got to get professional. Let's get back to the show. What has been in the news? What has been happening? Keep your comments coming. Any questions coming? Maybe looking at things from an astrological perspective. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, this is a show which aims to, you know, enlighten, inform, a little bit of entertainment. Got to have a bit of humor. In regards to the cosmos and how it has its effects down here on planet Earth, how it's affecting us humans, yeah? As good humans. So that's what the show essentially is about. So I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment and be looking at, what's happening. We've got an eclipse coming up. We're going to be talking about that. Full moon in Pisces. Full moon eclipse in Pisces, lunar eclipse in Pisces. So that's going to be this Sunday. So we'll talk about that in a moment. Although I did mention it last week, but yeah, we'll have a look and have a look at what the rest of the month of September, what it's bringing. For those of you with children, how's it been? The children gone back to school. You're all happy now. You gone back to work. You're all back from holiday. What has been happening on that front? Yeah, please keep me updated. I can't tend to see the messages. I said I can't see it. Sorry, I can't seem to see messages from Facebook because I don't even know if I'm showing live on Facebook. I'm supposed to be. Let me have a look. It's saying I am, but I don't know. Something's not happening. I don't know. Something seems not to. I don't know. Something don't seem right. It says this live video ended. I don't know. Maybe I'm not. It's saying I'm connected here to Facebook, but probably not. Okay. I'll tell you. Got to sort out this stuff. Okay. Keep your comments coming. Who's been in the news? What's been in the news? Anything in particular? Anything jumping out? I've been watching the news. I want to give shout outs to the AA conference. And no, AA does not stand for Alcohol Anonymous. No, it stands for the Astrological Association, where I was at all throughout the weekend. And they have a conference every year, an astrology conference. And I gave what's known as the Carter Memorial Lecture. For those of you who attended, I hope you enjoyed it. And I met quite a number of people who watch the Lunar Lounge show who actually came to the conference. I mean, oh, wow, wow. I've got to give shout outs to Paula. Paula Astrology, who also actually messaged me early on today. Great stuff. Who's this? Stocktiva. How are you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. A number of people just like came in. Oh, what's your? It's quite crazy. People know you, and then it's quite interesting how. I mean, I'm not claiming to be famous. All right, okay. Name is going about a bit, maybe on a, you know, small level. But it's quite interesting. I just wonder how, you know, big celebrities, worldwide celebrities who, you know, in the public eye, you know, in terms of like people are coming to say hello to them or whatnot. And it's like they know you, but you don't know them kind of thing. It's like, I mean, don't get me wrong. They don't know you, but they know of you or they've seen you. And it's quite interesting. Because from the looking at it from the celebrity or the person in the public eye to the person, it's like, who are you? I don't know you. I've never seen you before. But then the person's like, oh, I see you all the time. I listen to you all the time. Or whatever role it is that you play in their life. It's interesting. It's kind of like, it's a little bit of a one-way relationship, but it's actually two ways. It's just that one's a bit unconscious. But it's quite interesting. A few people approached me at the AA conference. Shout out to people at the AA. Shout out to Wade, shout out to Wendy, Roy. Shout out to you all. All the AA staff, all was quite good. Great weekend, wonderful lectures which I attended, you know, connections, networking, that's all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to bring a few of those speakers at the AA conference on this show. They're coming on the podcast, man. They want a piece. So it's looking all good. What else has been happening? So that was my week. It was all astrology. It's all work, man. I was nervous as hell, you know, to be giving this Carter Memorial Lecture. It was like, this is like the, you know, big league, man. It's like for the small fries, man. But no, it went well. It went good. I actually finished a little bit early than, you know, I did have too much material. I deleted some of the slides. I thought that's just way too much. But it was okay. It's okay. I made it work. The Carter Memorial. So, yeah. What else am I going to say? Shout outs to Marion K. Tarot. I like that. Marion K. Tarot. Did you design the tarot? Shout out to Marion K. Tarot. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. So I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. We've been looking at the astrology of the month in terms of what's going on and so on and so forth. Keep your comments coming, keep any questions you got coming, and we shall take it like that. Is there anything else that I want to talk about? Was there any news that grabbed me this week? Usual stuff, really, nothing really major. But if something comes to mind, I will know. I'm sure some of you will be alerting me as to things that have been going down. Okay, I'm going to be sharing my screen, going to be fiddling with my buttons, my bits and bobs. And voila, let's go to the chart of the moment. The moon is in Capricorn. We got a Capricorn moon. We got a hard-working moon. Trust me, that moon's hard-working. And it's opposing Jupiter right about now as we speak. It's going to be opposing Jupiter exact as we speak, or as I speak, through this show. So coolio. Moon in Capricorn. Anywho. What is that going to make us talk about? Moon in Capricorn, what are we talking about? Work, ambitions, hardship, difficulties of life? Yeah, we can all moan about that, right? Yeah, we'll give a good moan with Moon in Capricorn. talk about how hard we had it. Always remember, people, hardship is something that every single soul on this planet will face. It's all relative to each and every single individual. Hardship is something which makes us, right? Hardship provides us tools to take on challenges, to confront our fears, to find solutions to our issues and problems. Hardship is necessary. Of course, we don't want too much of it, and we don't want it too prolonged. But yeah, a little bit of hardship. So difficulty is something that we all go through, but everything is a phase. No condition is permanent, right? Hardship allows us, it builds us, it forms and creates character. Okay? So, and regardless of how things are or how things may be or how things get, always remember, and again, this is not putting somebody else down as well in the same time, that there's always somebody somewhere who is just one step worse off than you. You know, because when we go through these experiences, it can seem like we're the most hard, worst done by, regardless of what it is. But sometimes just, you know, things can always be worse. And there's always somebody worse off somewhere. And that can be difficult. That can be a hard pill to swallow, to be quite honest. But that's kind of like a moon in Capricorn kind of thing. Get down to the nitty gritty. What else can we talk about? We can talk about Saturnian things, I guess. I'm sure some of it will come up in the talk. However, moon is in Capricorn, so can give us the foundation, set the tone of the day, perhaps. Is the moon making any aspects? Oh, we got up square Mars. Might get a little bit aggressive as well. Yeah, watch it, people. Kicking into action, of course. But what else is happening? Well, we've got Mercury at the moment, which I spoke about last week, is squaring Uranus. Mercury is squaring Uranus. Any traders in the building? Something is telling me that the markets must be going pretty crazy. Especially yesterday. Went crazy yesterday, going crazy today, will go crazy tomorrow. Moon Uranus is really going to be unpredictable, isn't it? It's unpredictable thinking. It's unpredictable. It's things can just be going left, right, or that's crazy. That's exactly what it is. Mercury square Uranus can be a crazy. It can be a genius. It can be a really creative time. It can be a great time that which supports something innovative, right? Mercury Uranus. For those of you who have Mercury Uranus in your chart, like moi, yeah. And that's any aspects, so conjunction, trine, square, opposition. If you've got a Mercury Uranus aspect in your chart, you are going to be picking up on this particular square. It's going to be affecting you in some way, shape, or form. So it can be great for innovative, new way of thinking, random genius insights, ideas. It can be wonderful. I will take that. But it can be a little bit crazy also as well. So if you find yourself doing something crazy in the next, well, if you've been doing it from last couple of days, today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, well, blame it on Mercury. We're outside of the shadow period now. Mercury's entered the sign of Virgo, where he rules. Very good. Great for analysis. Great for analytical activities. Great for research, reading, studying. Mercury in Virgo is really good, right? And perhaps maybe with the square of Uranus now, you can really, you know, inject some innovative, genius, creative things into that. That's for those of you who write and who are perhaps maybe more on the information, data, communication, literacy environments. You can utilize that Mercury in a very, very good way. Could be quite explosive also as well. Yeah? Mercury, Uranus. It's like... Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. It's... So coolio. So that's fading, though, because Mercury's moving away. What else have we got? We've been having this Mars-Jupiter square, right? Mars-Jupiter square. What did I tell you? I was away as soon as I switched on the TV. You know what they were talking about? The situation with Palestine and Israel. I think we're probably going to be hearing a little bit more over the course of the next week. Yeah? Because the state of Israel has Libra rising. And Mr. Mars is going towards the ascendant of the state of Israel. Mars represents conflict, war, aggression. These are the kind of things that tend to manifest. So don't be surprised if you're hearing like Israel have launched an attack on whoever. Did they say the other day Israel killed the during an airstrike, they've managed to kill one of the leaders of one of these groups, but yeah, that's Mars. So watch out for Mars. Mars squaring Jupiter right now. Huge amounts of energy. I mean, Mars, Jupiter is like it's energy overload, isn't it? And if that energy is not directed in the appropriate way, it can be a little bit problematic. Shout out to Tiffany, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Welcome to the show. Marion K. Tarot says, thank you. I watched your presentation and it was wonderful. No, I didn't design a tarot yet. Okay. Marion K. Tarot, will you be designing a tarot? I want to design one, but sometimes I'm a little bit in two minds. I want to design a tarot. Not tarot. Let me take it back. Sorry. Not tarot, but I do want to design a... I do want to do a tarot, but I do want to also do like an oracle card deck. And I've got my idea. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I do have my idea of how I want it formulated. I'm looking for an artist who would be, if they're happy to work with me, so to design the cards. But sometimes I just think, surely there's enough tarot decks out there, isn't there? You know, don't want to saturate the market, but you never know. Could be interesting. But yeah, Marion K. Tarot, thank you for your wonderful comments. So you was at my presentation. Oh, great. Wonderful. See? More people came to my presentation, you know. Mason, all the way from New York. How you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. Nusa, how you doing? EJ, my man. Hey. EJ, good friend of mine. We're, you know, boxing world, you know. So next week we're going to be going at it. In terms of, you know, who's going to be winning between, you know, Crawford and Canelo. Don't worry, we're going to be putting some, put up your dough, EJ. Put up your money. it should be good. Marion K. Tarot, I've just received my 500 copies of my Oracle deck this week. My 500 copies. Are you serious? Do your deck. The world needs it. I watch your talk online. You watch my talk online. Okay, cool. It wasn't there physically, but you watched it online. Nusa, I can't believe you came to Knots and I didn't see you. Damn it. Why? Yes, I was in Nottingham. Playing Robin Hood. Some wonderful outfits for the costume. Normally they have a competition, but they didn't have a competition this year. I don't know what was happening there, but thanks a lot for that, Marion. I keep saying that I want to do my tarot deck, but sometimes I just get in two minds. I don't know. I just get a little bit But I suppose I'm going to do it. I'm going to have to do it. It's on my mind. Let's see how that goes. Yeah, I was in knots, Noosa. You should have let me know. Shout out to Paula. Alchemy and Astrology. Met her also at the AA conference. Was a pleasure meeting you, Paula. Seriously. Like I said, it's just quite interesting when people come and, you know, introduce themselves. And it's like, oh, my God. You know what I look like, but I don't know what you look like, you know. it's got that stuff to it. But welcome to the show. Olena, aren't you planning to publish your own book? Yeah, I'm planning to publish quite a few. You know what? It's very hard to write in a very simple way that people can, you know, it sounds funny, doesn't it? It's very hard. It's very difficult to write in a simplistic way so that people can digest the information that you're giving I think I'm having a bit of battles with that. But yeah, I am looking to publish a few books. Nothing major, but you know, who knows? So it's fine. Noosa's telling me why. Why? Why? I didn't know you was in Nottingham. You never told me. Yes, I did have an amazing time, Noosa. It was great. The AA conference was cool, with the likes of Paula there, of course. So yeah, shout out to Anne, shout out to Asu, shout out to Hannah Marshall. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. So we're just looking at the astrology of the moment. I've got the chart up, but I've just gone on a tangent. Yes, Tiffany, Oracle deck. That's what I am looking to do. Looking to create one. Like I said, I've got the design of how I want it. And then tarot also as well. With the tarot, I want to kind of do it a little bit like it's the Mythic Tarot, if any of you know about the Mythic Tarot, which was done by my teachers, Liz Green and Juliet Sharman Burke. I'm kind of borrowing, you know, a bit of a template of that, but I've got my own mythology that I'm going to be plugging into it. But you know, so again, it's going to have a kind of a strong mythic, you know, an astrological connection also as well. So yeah, Tiffany's saying I've always been drawn to oracle cards than the tarot. Yeah, I mean, they all work. It depends. I think sometimes it may be to do with the experience. Maybe you encountered the oracle card first. Maybe I'm just saying that. It's not always the case. Yes, hello, Hannah Marshall. How are you doing? Asu, I want a signed copy. Yeah, you'll get a signed copy. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. As soon as I get it published, you can have a signed copy. You can all have a signed copy, courtesy of the Lunar Lounge. Anywho, let's get back to the chart. What is happening here? So I spoke about the Mercury Uranus at the moment. A little bit crazy. I'm going a little bit crazy. I'm crazy at the best time. Speaking about this Mars Jupiter, which is on its way to becoming exact any day now. Lots of energy out there. Yeah, lots of energy. And what else? Saturn has moved back into Pisces. Any Geminis out there, any Virgos, any Sagittarians, any Pisces, Saturn's coming off to come and finish off. Yeah, you know the deal. It's going to be there until February next year. Yeah, when I tell people that, especially the mutable signs, they go, what? Another 6 months of Saturn? Yeah. 2.5 years, baby. Got to do your time. That's Saturn for you. What else? Okay, let's have a look. What else has been or is going to be happening here? Tomorrow we're going to have the exact the Mars Jupiter square is going to be exact tomorrow, 4th of September. Also 5th of September, 4th and 5th. After that, it's going to start to wane, but they're still square. Is there anything else happening astrologically? Is anybody making any? No. This is the 6th of September. Anything happening? No. Venus is unaspected, not doing anything in particular. 8th of September. What do we got? Anything on the 8th of September? Well, let's go to the 7th of September. Eclipse. It's that time of the year again. Eclipse. Let me bring up the eclipse chart, actually. How about that? Search and... this is going to be the eclipse chart for the 7th. Let me see. Sorry about that. Let me share the screen again. This is the eclipse chart, right? Yep, this is the eclipse chart. So we've got an eclipse here in the sign of Pisces. Full moon eclipse. It's going to be taking place just after 6 p.m. this Sunday coming, right? Eclipses are about endings and beginnings. They are profound. They mark profound times in our life. And the zodiac sign which it's in and where it lands in our chart or what activates in our chart tells us something about our life or an area of our life or a theme in our life that is closing and where new beginnings, new things are going to be implanted. For every beginning, there is an ending. For every ending, there will be a new beginning. You can't have one without the other. So an eclipse marks a particular cycle, planetary cycle, where we encounter doors completing. Now, this is a full moon. It's a lunar eclipse. A full moon represents culmination. It represents something being fulfilled, something reaching its peak. So for all of us here, something in our life is coming full cycle. It's going to be different things for different people. For some people, it might be their health. For some people, it might be their job, their work. For some people, it might be their career. For some people, it might be situations around money. For some people, it might be around children. For some people, it might be around relationships or marriage. For some people, it might be about family and home. For some people, it might be about friends. For some people, it's about children. The list is endless. For some people, it's about traveling, migration. It's going to affect people in different ways, depending how it's situated in one's horoscope. But it's quite interesting because it's a full moon, and it's a full moon in Pisces. Pisces is the last of the zodiac signs. So there's something inherently something about the nature of Pisces or the position in terms of where Pisces is in the zodiac, which automatically has a kind of ending because it's the last sign of the zodiac, right? So Pisces is what completes the zodiac. And then we've got a full moon eclipse, and a full moon eclipse is about something being complete. So it's like a completion of a completion on some kind of level. So this is a very, very important time. And I want us to go back to 19 years ago, because the last time we would have had this kind of eclipse would have been 19 years ago, which would have been around this time in 2006. So you want to get what was happening in your life in 2006, people? Yeah? What was happening? What was beginning? What was starting for you? What was finishing for you? Right? Because what, for those of you who are old enough, you're going to be getting an echo of that. So you're getting, now there's also another echo, which was much closer, which was 18 months ago. So there would have been something also, again, which perhaps you started or initiated or 18 months ago, which is also coming full cycle. So people watch out for that. So 19 years ago and 19 months ago, watch those particular times in your life. What was finishing? What was ending? Was something new starting? Did you initiate? Did you start something new? Because it's likely this thing has run its course and it's coming full cycle, and you're needing to pay close attention to it because you need to make certain adjustments. This is what that full moon essentially was about. Shout out to Lexi. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Lexi's letting me know 2006, big move from Cambridge to London. Okay. So watch out, because we could be seeing a similar theme, an echo in and around that movement, or maybe some situations around the home, perhaps. Olena letting me know, I want a signed copy too. Yeah, let me get the book out first, man. Hannah Marshall, feeling this eclipse energy massively. Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me about it. It's knocking my energies like really sideways, this eclipse. Ain't an easy one. However, the show must go on, right? So that's how this eclipse essentially is about. What is closing? What are the new seeds that you're looking to plant, right? Now, it's interesting because in a couple of weeks' time, we're also going to have a new moon, but it's going to be another new moon in Virgo. Remember the last new moon? It was in Virgo. Now we're having another one. So the last new moon in Virgo was at the beginning. Now we're going to get in one at the end, which is also an eclipse as well. But this one is really the strong one. This one's really the powerful one. So, yeah, eclipse. Okay. Asu saying, yeah, for a while, it's just been one anxious day after another. Hopefully it gets better. Yeah. Things always get better. They're supposed to get better. Nothing in this universe is constant. The only thing that is constant in this universe is change itself. Everything's a phase. Everything's temporarily. Everything's for a while. Now, for many of us, we prolong that phase because of our insecurities. Shout out to Dinah. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Great to see you. For many of us, we prolong. You know, let me tell you something. Let me let you in on something. Let me let you in on a little something. Human beings, pay close attention. We are our worst enemy. When I say we, I mean individually. You are your own worst enemy. You better believe it. We create our own reality. We are the ones who are digging. We dig our own graves. We dig our own ditches. We shoot ourselves. We do it all over and over and over again. Everything in your life is nothing but a mirror of who you are and how you think and your energy. Always remember that. Always try to bring it back. Self-reflection, self-analysis. This is where it's all about. So yeah, everything changes. Everything changes. No condition is permanent. Everything is temporarily. It's only for a moment. But we prolong it, human beings. Why? Because we're creatures of habit. And we don't like to face certain difficulties. We want everything perfect. Well, always remember, your imperfections are what make you perfect. can't just have positive in life. You've got to have negative also as well. Every mountain has a valley. You cannot have one without the other. Every up has a down. Every hot has a cold. Every day has a night. Every left has a right. So this is the basis of what life rests upon. Without it, none of us would be here. So it's just about getting that balance, right? It's all about that balance. Marion, my sister passed away in 2006. Now my mum is due to be sent home from hospital after a month long illness. Pisces is my fourth house. Fourth house can be quite heavy. It's always family, isn't it? Connected with family and one's roots and one's sense of belonging and home. Well, wishing mum lots of, you know, speedy recovery and lots of healing energy and prayers. And fourth house can be, fourth house, anything can be heavy. So yeah, I get it. Jeannie, Outer Shell Alchemy. Hello, how are you doing? She says, oh, what deck did you get, Tiffany? Oh, they're speaking amongst each other. I have a ton of them, but I never use them. I blame my Mars and Neptune conjunction. 2 degrees, in cap, second house. I have the most amount of decks, books, herbs on books on herbs and witchcraft stuff. Bet you ain't got more than me. Want to run a competition, man? I collect tarot decks. I love them. If I like the design, whoop, I buy it. Sometimes I buy one to use, and sometimes I buy one to keep as a just like collector's item. Yeah. I collect them. I collect that stuff. Yeah, I got tarot cards for days, man. For years. It is what it is. Anywho, let's go back to the chart. One moment. I want to switch it up a bit. Bear with me. Let's go back to the move that. What have I done? Okay, let's start again. Voila. Okay, let's go back to the astrology chart, right? So where was I? 7th of September. We've got a full moon eclipse in Pisces. So, people, pay close attention. We all know the full moons are a great time to charge your crystals, baby. Get your crystals charged up, right? So it's going to be on Sunday. So for some of you, if you've got a garden, if not, you can use a plant pot. If not, you can just get maybe like a bowl, jar of water, good water. You know, make sure your crystal's clean. Put it in there. Make sure the moonlight hits it, picks it up. Or you can bury them 3-4 days before the eclipse and then uproot them on the day of the full moon, right? On Sunday. Uproot them. You charge them, right? You meditate. You hold them. You envision what you want this crystal to do, right? This is what, these are generators. Don't just look at this and think, it's just a piece of fancy stone. No. You are made up of this stuff. Hope you know that. Everything in this universe is in you, is a part of you. Metals, stones, everything is inside you. You're made up of this stuff. We are stardust, as they call it. So these all vibrate at particular frequencies and, yes, can be utilized to enhance and better aspects of life. So go charge your crystals, affirmations, meditations, You want to be tapping into that. Your mantras. Go with this full moon. Full moon eclipse in Pisces. Can be a great time for release. It's in the zodiac sign of Pisces. Pisces is a zodiac sign which is very compassionate, very sensitive. You know, this can be a time if you're looking to do any work around forgiveness, letting go, things which are holding you, have been holding you back, which haven't allowed you to really progress in life. This is the time that you want to do it with this full moon in Pisces. It's about release, right? It's a full moon. It's peaked. That's it. What are you looking to get rid of in your life? Whom are you looking to get rid of in your life? You know, for some of you, maybe the toxic relationships or, you know, that kind of. You want to be utilizing this full moon in Pisces for that. It's a great time for letting go, a great time for forgiveness, a great time for releasing, for refining. This is what it's really about. Genie, out of shell alchemy. I felt that shake of the head. That's my man's head every time I magically find a new deck in my my stack. When really I just bought a new deck and snuck it in. Yeah, I hear you. She said, yes, thanks for the reminder. I have to clean my crystals, my client lilies me. What's that? Lilies me. Into using my tiger's eye pendulum till it literally broke. Charge your crystals, people. Yeah, definitely charge your crystals. Charge something. If you ain't charging your crystal, charge yourself. Yeah, you want to be having a nice bath. I like having a bath on a full moon eclipse. Yeah, you want to be running a nice hot bath and you want to be putting some oils. Some frankincense, some rose oil. You want to be, cooking up in there. It is what it is. Shout out to Sister Kemi. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. Welcome. Oh, my client bullies me. That's what you want to say. My client bullies me into using Tiger's Eye Pendulum till it literally broke. Oh, wow. Yeah, we don't want no bullying. Let's get back to the chart very quickly. So we have the full moon eclipse this Sunday. What else is going to be happening in after that? Anything? Mars will be separating from that moon. Mars will be separating from that square from Jupiter. What else have we got? Mercury comes to conjunct the sun, but it's a bit combust. What else do we have here? Nothing. It's like a lot of the planets are not really doing anything. There's no aspects. What's going on? 12th, 13th, 14th. Nothing here. It's almost like nothing to see here, man. Keep it moving. 15th, 16th. 16th of September, anything? Have we got anything? So when is this going to be? So on the 12th, 13th of September, we're going to have Mercury Cassini, meaning in the heart of the sun, right? That's when he disappears, cannot be seen. Mercury in the heart of the sun. This is a very auspicious time, can be a very auspicious time for any form of communication, trade, travel, making connections, signing a contract. Any of you signing a contract on the 12th, 13th of September? Could be quite auspicious. Yeah. 12th of September is a Friday. So could be. Yeah. We're going to be having a Mercury can see me the sun. Well, hopefully that brings in something. What else can we be looking at here? So that's the 12th, 13th. Venus is unaspected. Okay, starting from the 11th of September, we're going to have Venus-Mars sextile. And Mars is in the sign of Libra, which belongs to Venus. There's a reception there. Very good. So that can be good for romantic, good for the passions, good for enjoyment, good for making money, good for spending money. So we've got a few happy moments here. We got Venus sextile Mars, right? On the 11th of September, 12th of September, 13th of September, 14th of September. On the 15th of September, they are going to be exact. On the 15th of September, there is going to be a Venus Mars exact sextile. So that's good. I would strongly welcome that. What else is happening? Okay. Starting from the 15th, we start to develop the Mercury opposition Saturn. Mercury opposing Saturn. Starting from the 15th of September. Mercury is going to be opposite Saturn. Going to start getting closer and closer. And then the Sun is going to start to oppose Saturn. So on the 15th, Mercury opposes Saturn. 16th, Sun starts to oppose Saturn. And then starts to get closer. On the 17th of September, we're going to have an exact Mercury-Saturn opposition. This can be difficulty in communications, difficulties in travel, difficulties in and around trade. This is all the things that we can experience during this particular time. Watch out for that one, folks. Mercury opposing Saturn. Could be a difficult one, that one. Watch how you're communicating. If you're traveling around that time, make sure you're on point, man. You're on time. We'll still be having the Venus Mars sextile all the way through this, but they become exact on the 15th. On the 15th of September is when the exact Venus Mars sextile occurs, but they still will be sextile for a while. And then what's going to happen on the 18th of September? On the 18th of September, the planet Mercury is going to move into Libra. On the 18th of September, right? And then on the 19th of September, Venus is going to move into Virgo. I'll talk more about that one next week, that's for sure. Venus will be moving into Virgo, where she's going to be in detriment. Yeah. And Mars is looking to make his way into Scorpio. On the 20th, 21st of September, 21st of September, the Sun is going to be exactly opposing Saturn. This could be a bit of a slow period, a slow down period, let's put it that way. That's for sure. Tiffany saying Mercury square Uranus. Yeah, right now it is. Yeah. When does Mars go into Scorpio? I'm about to talk about that. Slow your horses, man. As Usyk would say, don't push the horses. Shout out to Mirage. How you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Rebecca, how you doing? For those of you on Instagram, give Rebecca a follow. Good peoples. I know some of her planetary placements, but I won't tell you. Between me and you, Rebecca. So shout outs to Rebecca. And then what happens? So on the 19th of September, Venus is going to move into Virgo. And then what starts to happen, 19th also as well, 19th, 20th, we're going to have the sun opposing Saturn. And it's going to be interesting because that's where the new moon is also going to be. Right? That's where the new moon is going to be. So on the 21st of September, we're going to have a new moon in the sign of Virgo. Again, because remember we had a new moon a few weeks back. That new moon was at the beginning of Virgo. Now we're going to have another new moon at the end of Virgo, at 29 degrees of Virgo. That's going to be on the 21st of September. Planting new seeds, integrating new beginning. This is going to mark the new year of the Jewish calendar. Rosh Hashanah is coming up. Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, all of that, all those Jewish holidays, they're going to be coinciding with the new moon in Virgo. So, and then on the 20, hold on a moment. On the 22nd of September, Mars is going to move into the sign of Scorpio. He's coming home, baby. He's coming home. Home, sweet home. So he's going to be moving there. And then on the 22nd of September, the sun is going to move into the sign of Libra, marking the autumn equinox. I think I'm going to leave the news right there. So it seems like we're getting more of a building, more planetary action towards the end of September. We're having quite a lot. A little bit of Saturn coming in. We may be slowed down. Yeah, it is what it is. Ginny, Outer Shell Alchemy. I'm actually loving this Mercury in Virgo time because I really am looking forward to getting back to doing my palmistry readings. And that's in my 10th house. And that's my 10th house ruler in the 4th in Pisces. So I hope to get back into my routines, reading people from home, 4th house. Now that the kids will be back in school. Yeah, I was mentioning that earlier on. For those of you who got children, yeah, you've sent them back up to school again, yeah? Getting a bit of peace and quiet. Yeah, we love that. Anywho, that is the cosmic news all done right there. So you can stop that. What are we about to do? Yeah, so that's the cosmic news right there. What else? I was going to say a few announcements before we go to competition time. Competition time, that's coming up shortly. I want to take another bite. I'm tempted to take another bite of this last one. The sky is just lightened up. I like it. Do forgive me. Extremely rude. Live on the podcast and having something to eat. I don't know. I can't help it. It's my moon in Taurus. And the moon's in Capricorn right now, trining my moon. I need to eat. Anywho, and I need to eat something sweet and fine and luxurious. I definitely got that. What's I was going to say? People, the people doing my website emailed me about last week. They said it's all done. It's ready to go. Have a look at it. And I had a look. Are you happy? I'm like, I'm happy. Give us the go ahead so that we can just, people, astrology courses are running. I'm running the astrology courses. Two live classes. Upon signing up, you get lifetime access. I repeat, I don't think people quite understand that. Lifetime access. Learn astrology, whether you want to learn at your own pace. There is not one, not two, but soon to be three live classes every week. Every week. We do have a holiday period here and there, but three live classes. All classes are recorded. You have your notes. You have your videos that you can go through. You have the class recordings. Plus, you have the videos that you should be watching in order to learn about the different topics. Reading materials, PDF books. Everything is there. Quizzes. Any question about your chart. I take you from ground zero to as far as you want to go. There are three modules in total, foundation module, intermediate level, and advanced. You have to complete one and do the exam before you move on to the next. People, there is a 50% discount right now. Get it while you can. Because the moment I answer them back and say, yeah, I'm happy, boom, no more, gone. Grab it while you can. There might be another discount. Well, there probably will be for the black, but it won't be a 50%. Grab it while you can. Don't say I haven't told you. Listen, if you are interested, email me at sacredplanets@gmail.com. That's it on your screens right there. Drop me an email. I'll send you the link in order for you to be able to sign up. Okay, there is a 50% discount, people. 50%. Ain't going to get that nowhere else. Three live classes every week. All get recorded. Tons of reading material. There's over, in terms of live classes, there's over 45 live classes. I'm going to teach you everything. Knowing your chart from A to B and also showing you how to make healthy predictions. When are things going to happen in your life? When are things being activated in your life? What's going to happen? What are the things that you can expect? All of that I will be showing you. All the ABCs right on up. You are going to be a pro at reading your charts, knowing how to read your chart and to read chart for family and friends. So people sign up. Tarot card classes, both beginners and intermediate level, will be starting at the end of this month. Do watch out for those of you who follow me on my social media. You're going to be seeing posts and adverts. Also, as well, there will be some discounts as well available for like maybe like the first few people. So watch out. Numerology. I'm going to be starting another numerology course also as well. You all saw Brother Lloyd Strayhorn, which I had on here a few weeks ago. Brother's big on the numbers. Like major on the numbers. Yeah? However, I'm going to be doing palmistry. You heard me. Your destiny is all written all over your face, all over your hands. I'm going to be showing you how to interpret, you know, right here at Sacred Planets Academy. It's all there. So I'm going to be showing you all the AB. Oh, what happened there? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, what happened there? Okay, yeah, something was happening with my screen there. So I'm going to be showing you, taking you. So people, sign up, interested, email me, sacredplanets@gmail.com. You can go to my website, www.sacredplanets.com. sacredplanets.co.uk and soon to be sacredplanets.com. I've got them both. I own them both. They're both my domains. But the sacredplanets.com is just under reconstruction. It's still, you can still see it there, but it's going to be changing within the next week. And the prices are going to go up. Don't say I didn't tell you. Also, as well, if you can sign up 3 people to my course, you get to sign up for absolutely free. Ah, you got that one? You get to sign up, find 3 people to sign up to my course. You sign up, you get lifetime access absolutely free. So, people, get working. New season has started. Great time to learn all about astrology. Like I say, I take you from all those grassroots. Any question, all about your chart, it's all there. Mary says, you deserve that bite. It's been a lot of information coming through. Don't tempt me. I'll go for the other one. So hit me up. Hit me up with that. Now, competition time. Let's get into the competition time. Let me take down that and let's put up the this email. So I ask a question. The first person who inboxes me the following Wednesday, next week Wednesday, so I'm going to ask a question now, but I'm going to be revealing the answer for last week's. Let's go to the Lunar Lounge. And the first person who inboxes me the answer gets to win £30. Last week, I asked the question, what direction is the fifth house? More of a horror-y question. However, it's interesting. Only 3 people. 3 people attempted to answer. Well. Let's have a go. Who came in first? Sura came in first. The fifth house is northwest. Okay. Then Amon. Amon came through. The fifth house is west direction. West direction. Okay. And then Olena. I like the way Olena writes her emails. Dear Israel, fifth house is the northwest direction. Sincerely yours. You must write beautiful letters, I must say. So, Amon, you're wrong. Olena and Sura, you are correct. The fifth house is the northwest direction. But Sura, you kind of nicked it. So, Yeah. Florence, I don't answer because I'm still waiting for my first prize. What is your prize? I can't remember what your prize is. I've not even got an address to send it to. Everybody's got their prize. Why haven't you got your prize? And I think your prize was a book. Wasn't it not, Florence? I'm sure it was. You got to tell me what the book is. Florence says, just give me the money. I'm not going to give you the money of what that book was worth, that's for sure. I think I know what book it is. And if you have a clue of how much that book is worth, you take the book overnight. Yeah, people don't appreciate me, you know. It's all right. Yeah, I'll give you the money. That's not a problem. Yeah, take the money. Let me keep the book. Book's going for about £1,500. I'll give you the money. Deal. Jeannie, Adisha Alphamous, Northwest. Dang, I had it right. I should have answered. Yeah, you should have answered, man. Why didn't you answer? Why did you not answer? Come on, man. Okay, right. Next week's question. Okay, you have my address. Do I? Yes, it was a book. Oh, you also admitted you do not send it. You admitted that you did not send it. No, I didn't. You know me. I told you. I ain't going post offices. Yeah, I didn't send it. Or did I? And you didn't get it? No, no, because I would have sent it recorded delivery. So you that wouldn't have been a problem. So, yeah. Yeah, I probably didn't send it. That's all what it was. That's all. Yeah. I'm sure I sent something to you. Or was this another one? A steward's inquiry here. I need to inquire about that. Yeah. Let me have a look into that. Because I'm sure I sent you a book. Swear I did. Or did you win twice? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Too many prizes. Yes, I should have answered too. I had it right. Oh, Faye, you had it right too. So why didn't you answer then? Ginny says, Dan, what book is that? Oh, don't you worry. Book that I'm keeping for myself now. I'll give Florence the money. let me look, because I'm sure I've sent you a book in the past. I'm positive I have. But you may have answered twice. You may have won it twice, maybe. I don't know. I need to look back. It's so long ago. But I can't, don't worry. I got the records, man. I got the records. No, only won once and never again. Although I knew this week's answer. Florence, I tell you, you're something else. I'm telling you. Everybody's got their prize except you. You need to remind me, man. But yeah, it's not a problem. If it's the book, I'll send it. If you want the money, no problem. I can give you the money. No worries. Everybody who participates get their money. But because it's more easy, of course, it's just sent via PayPal, isn't it? So yeah. Jeannie says, I keep forgetting. Mercury in Pisces. Issues with my twins. Gemini, Stellium, kids. Make me lose track of time and what day it is. Yeah, I bet they do. Yeah, that sounds like a very active place. Wayne, shout out to Wayne. Definitely try to sign up to my bros' courses. It's draining my pocket. Okay. Okay. Wayne said, definitely will try to sign up, bro. My Knoss is draining my pockets. What's draining your pockets? But it's draining my pockets. Okay, got ya. I got what you mean. Yeah, man. Need to sign up. Sign up quick too. Because the moment I give that go ahead on that website, that's it. That's gone. Don't worry, Florence. I'ma hit you up. You got my number, Florence. Shoot me a text or something or WhatsApp and just say either send the book or send the money. Either way. I'm going out today, actually. So if you want it, I'll sell it. But no, you know what? I'm going to keep the book. I'm going to send you the money. That way there's no, you get that straight away. Get that straight after the show. So this week's question, people pay attention. I ask a question. First person who answers me next weekend. Why did I say weekend? Next week, Wednesday. Sorry. Next week, Wednesday, midnight, GMT time. So do adjust your clocks to wherever you are in the world. All right. I ask a question now. Whoever can answer me. First one in my inbox, midnight, Wednesday, GMT time, gets to win £30. The question this week is, what are the two planets in a chart that can make people short in height? The two planets that are responsible for making people short in height, in a chance, in terms of physical height, right? Let me know what those two planets are. Next week, Wednesday, midnight, first person who inboxes me gets £30. The two planets that make you short in height appearance. Next week, Wednesday. midnight, first in. Make sure you do it adjusting to your clocks. Some people have tried to sometimes come in at 11:59. Disqualified. Got to be from midnight. So, yeah. Look forward to your answers. You know, bring them. Two planets that make people short in height. Okay, first people in next week. Or the two planets that can. Either way, there's two. Bring it on, baby. For those of you listening to the recording, the email address is thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. That's where you send your answer to next week, Wednesday, midnight. And I do that because it gives people, because most people who actually listen to the show listen to the recording. Could you believe? Yeah, they listen to the recording. So, yeah, it allows them to be able to listen to the recording. Gives them a chance, yeah? Because not everybody's going to have privilege to listen to the live. So I appreciate that. So so that is that. What next? Tarot card of the week. So given my announcements, let's go for the tarot card of the week and bring the show to an end. That's what you were saying, Wayne. Now I've got you. You're in the land of the gods themselves in Greece. Greece is absolutely beautiful. Okay, Greece is draining your pockets. I get you. Yeah, what it would do. Greece is beautiful place, man. But yeah, it will drain your pockets, man. Especially as a tourist. If you don't know where to eat and shop and all those kind of things, they're for you night there. You're just forking out these euros. You know, Greece is trying to bounce back. They're trying to make back their money from their, you know, weren't they in some kind? Remember when they're still in debt. They're trying to recover, trying to get that money back. You know what I mean? But they got some of the finest beaches over there. Oh, God. The waters in Greece are to die for. You can talk your talk, but boy, Greece is like, yeah. Wayne is saying, oh, yeah, I paid 50 euros for a 50-minute cab ride. Jesus Christ, brother. Listen, rent a... see, that's why when I go on holiday, I'll map it out before I go there. Either you rent a car, because it works out cheaper, just rent out a car. 50 euros for a cab. You could probably rent a car for like 2-3 days with that money. Get a nice little small car, or just get yourself a scooter, a moped. That's what I do. Just rent a little moped and ride around. You know, you don't have to be waiting for cab 5 minutes, 50 euros. Yeah, that would drain your pockets. But Greece is nice. Food is nice. People are good. Scenery is beautiful to die for. Got some good historical sites also as well to see. Some of them great temples, Hellenistic temples from the, you know. It's quite interesting. You know, most Greek temples are actually in Turkey. Yeah, the world ain't worth it, you see? It's interesting. Yeah, everybody claiming all this land. It's like, really? Most of those Hellenistic temples, the biggest ones, the greatest ones, are actually in where we know today as Turkey. What does that tell you? Yeah, man coming along on carving his portion of you know, territory. It's like, yeah, go back 1,000, 2,000 years ago. It weren't like that. Yeah, it is lovely. It is. It's a nice place. No, have a good time, man. Enjoy yourself, man, for sure. But yeah, Greece can be a bit expensive, for sure. Enjoy. Tarot card of the week, just shuffling here, just gonna pull out a card and let's see what we're having here for this week. What is this week's tarot? Just gonna split again. I just fancy splitting again. I don't know, and it's giving another shuffle. Okay, what is let's go deep down here. What are you gonna be? The Ten of Swords. Well, I guess it goes inside with the full moon eclipse in Pisces. This is a card about endings. Completion. May feel a bit disappointed or, you know, stabbed in the back, let down. However, this is a card which indicates things are coming or have come to an end. Completion. Finito. We have to start looking at a new day dawning, right? Just over the horizon. That's what it is. Clearance. Let go. Forget. End of your mental anguish. This card is letting us know that over the course of the next 7 days, we need to focus on how to release what is necessary. Yeah? This is what this card is about. We need to release. Let go. Finito. End. Anything which is no longer serving you, put an end to it. This is what it is about. Yeah, it's all about endings. Ties in nicely with the full moon eclipse in Pisces. All about completion. Forgive, forget, let go. Let go of the disappointments. Let go of the regrets. That's what it's all about. Jeannie, Florence, take the book. LOL. I would not be able to sleep again if I weren't to get the money instead of the book. I admit to book addiction. Oh, God. Yeah. I don't know. Let's see if Florence will take your thing. Jeannie says, I have a whole side of my family that is just short as heck. And the other side are tall as heck. So I have good references for my research. Okay. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that one. No problem. So that's what that is. What else? It's quite actually, you know, some of the books that are even people have won, they've actually come and got that book physically from me, you know. But two people have had that. I think Christian done that. I think Angela also as well. You know, just came and got it physically. Yeah, you can get your book, Florence. Yes, there's no doubt I'm holding the book against you. Okay. Anyway, that is this week's show. I will be back next week. There are going to be some guests who are going to be joining me again over the coming months, coming weeks. Do watch out for that. What else did I want to say? I think that is about it, really. I want to thank each and every single one of you who participated. Shout out to Fane. Bonjour. From the south of France. You're in south of France again. Shout out to Dr. Demola, how you doing? Lissy Astrology, how you doing? Welcome to the show. South of France, you're joining from the sea, you're having too much of a good time. Joining from the south of France and, you know, yeah. Fane. Apologies, Fane, about the numerology thing also as well. I need to catch you up, so no problem there. Marion K. Tarot, this was wonderful. So glad I caught you live. Yeah. Thank you very much, Marion. I'm here live, as many, if not most of you know, every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. UK time. When are the clocks going back? That's next month, isn't it? Something like that. So when the clocks go back, they go black. It goes black. It goes dark, that's for sure. Every week, every Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. UK time, I'm here giving you the cosmic news. Thanks a lot for your participation. Thank you all. Yvette says, 10 of swords. Yes, correct, 10 of swords. Oh, your answer is Tiffany. What was the tarot card of the week? How could you miss the tarot card of the week, man? Majona, great show. Give thanks, Brother Israel. Thank you, Sister Majona. Blessings to you and to LaDonna also as well. And Queen Irie is in the building. Logging in when I've finished. Gotta go. People to see, things to do. But I will be back again next week, same place, same time as usual.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
It means that the show has come to an end.
Welcome.
People, I want to thank each and every single one of you for your participation. Thank you for your comments. Do like, do subscribe, welcome, tell a friend to tell a friend, tell the family. Shout out to Pretty. Thank you very much for listening. Do tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell their friends, mother, father, brother, sister, uncle, aunts, nieces, nephews. Tell them to keep following the Lunar Lounge show. The numbers are going up, it's increasing, it's getting, but we need, plus soon we're bringing in a new sponsor. Who knows? If we get a proper major sponsor, we might have to be changing venue. Yeah, we're gonna have our own studio. Yeah, could you believe that? It's all going to be astrological. Got to check it out. Oh, man. Big things are coming, man. 2026 is on the doorstep. People, I want to thank each and every single one of you for your participation. My name is Israel. You've been listening to the Lunar Lounge, and I am out. Take care.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.